We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, Rav Tishal Bitachon, the 9th chapter, page Reish Tzadi Gimel, and the Magen Midubne had said that even though certain things can go either way, there are things in life that will for sure bring harm to a person, and there are things in life that will for sure bring blessing to a person. Stealing, thieving, cheating will bring harm to the cheater, thief, stealer. Doing righteousness, doing kindness, being forgoing, being generous. These are things that will bring blessing to the person who does it. Umanavu, we're in the middle paragraph. Umanavu divrem nitsa shim nitsa katuv alehim. How pleasant is the allegory that the verse says about these people who steal. Kichluv malei of, just as a bird cage is filled with birds, ken batehem meleim mirma, so too their homes are filled with deceit. Hem shilotam lichluv. Notice the allegory. They are compared to a bird cage. Now, in ancient times, no one had time to raise birds to go coo 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 to them, right? They raised birds to eat them. So if you had a bird cage, you're not keeping the birds in the cage to leave them there forever. You're holding on to them in that bird cage, waiting for the time that they'll be fit for slaughter. Then, when you fatten them up, you take them out, you take them out of the bird cage, and you slaughter them. The same is true about the wealth, the success you see that people attain through cheating or stealing. That's not something, it's like the bird in the cage. It's not there forever with the wicked person. It's preparatory for a tremendous downfall. As the verse says, God pays those he hates right away with the intent, I'll fatten him up for the kill, to bring him down. Sof davar, bottom line, says the Magen Midubne, hadavar asher tetzei tova leolam mimenu, if you're doing something that is beneficial to the world, if you're engaged in an activity that is a source of good to the world, hu tov gam la be'alim, you should know it's not only good to others, it is good for yourself as well. Aval hadavar asher yisabev ra'a ba'olam, but if one is busy, if he's engaged in doing things that are hurtful to the world, person should know and notice how when you have a root that's a snake, what comes out is a serpent. That's a metaphor, right? But he's quoting a verse. But at any rate, that's the idea. When a person has within his livelihood something that is evil, the bitterness will ultimately hit him as well. There was a guy who came here last night. He was contemplating joining a company that encourages people to invest with them when they know full well that people will lose their investments. So people could make money in their investments with this company. But most people don't. 95% of the people lose their money. And some of you know there are many companies out there, they advertise. I don't know why they continuously make it legal. I guess they have all these warnings. You should know it's high risk. You could lose this, that. But people see the potential to earn. And people lose their savings every day. There are people losing their savings in these programs. I don't know if I'm allowed to say what program it is.
You're warning all of us, aren't you?
Right. So maybe at the end of class, off the record. Yeah, off the record, I'll tell you guys. But at any rate, the truth is, even if you look, I have a friend who's a stockbroker. He told me if you follow the Wall Street Journal, you'll see. It's rare that you find the same person making headlines 2 years in a row. The people who are making the big bucks last year, how come they're not making the headlines this year? If they're so talented, how come they don't keep making the headlines? It's not because it's boring to talk about them. It's because at the end of the day, even if you made a lot of money last year, chances are you lost money this year. And the same is true with Forex, and the same is true with all these different types of investments. There's a very, very small percentage of people who repeatedly make money. There's one Warren Buffett, and even he has his losses. You know, there are very few people. I'm sorry, I stopped midway. So the guy asked me if it's fair for him to be their sales rep. So I said, even though technically you could argue I'm warning them all the clauses of what their risk is of losing, but you know that most people end up, those who end up investing with you end up losing their life savings. So it's a wrong business to go into. That's this idea. Don't be a source of evil to the world. Yeah, technically it's their foolishness, but why should you be the source of people losing their savings? So a person shouldn't have within his wages something that's harmful to the world. Make an honest buck. Don't make money when what you're doing is the source of other people losing money. The same is true when it comes to being charitable, to being generous, to doing kindness. To the flesh and blood, it seems like the one who's receiving, he's gaining. And if you give, if you're a charitable person, you're losing. But that's not really the nature of good deeds. Really good deeds are good not only for the recipient, but also for the giver. He too benefits. K'ma'amar Chazal, as our sages taught, Aser bishvil shetit asher. You tithe, and that'll make you more wealthy. U'ch'ma'amar, as the verse says in the prophet Malachi, U'v'chanuni navazot amar Hashem tzvakot. Hashem says, you're welcome to test me on this one. Im lo eftach lachem ta'upot ha'shamayim. And watch, if I don't open the chimneys of heaven, varikoti lachem brachat blidai, and pour out blessings to you beyond any limits. You do yours and help the poor and watch me help you out. So that's the idea that he expressed in this chapter, that although there are actions which could go both ways, there are actions which are predestined to have a certain outcome. Cheating, stealing, lying, hurting is predestined to hurt the person himself who afflicts it. Helping, being generous, being giving, that's an action which is predestined to help the giver as well.